Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Marks and Reese, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. 215-592-9494. That is how you get in today's show, brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Make sure you plan ahead for dads and grads. Chickies and Pete's has a lot of options for dads and grads and their special days. Click ChickiesandPete's.com. We got a lot to get into the rest of this show. Sixers tonight against the Hawks, a big game three. If we actually get news on Joel Embiid, we'll pass along real breaking news.
Now, I would hit it. I would hit the breaking news sounder if Joel Embiid is out tonight, right?
Yes, that's okay. Breaking
that's
news.
That's when you hit breaking news. Cool.
Richard Rodgers re-signing with Eagles is – like, we could mention
well,
that.
Well, honestly, I kind of forgot you were here. Like, I kind of thought Marks was here. And if Marks would have definitely appreciated the breaking news sounder for the Richard Rodgers.
So is anything Richard Rodgers related a big deal with Johnny?
Yeah, sure is.
With Johnny Lobster? All right, so we got that, and of course Sixers tonight. And we'll get back to the Bryce Harper stuff in just a few minutes. I'm really starting to get tired of the Bryce Harper experience. It's not enough. The production's not there. And this team's in a division race. They're not that far out. If they get better, Bryce, they have a chance. We need to see it. So we'll discuss that. Ike is still okay with the Bryce Harper experience. Mm-hmm. But
he's
Ike,
a Philly
you know,
guy.
Yeah, he's a fanatic guy. He's authentic. That's for sure, Bryce Harper. All right, so, well, Kevin Francis, he's authentic. He joins us at a half an hour. But you know what we have to do right now?
What's that?
So Chris Sims put out his quarterback list, and he has Jalen Hurts not there. He's not even a top 40 quarterback to Chris Sims. So when there's a quarterback list, Ike, and I get a chance to come in here and work with you, usually you and I have to comment on these or do our own. So here's what we're going to do.
It's tradition.
It is tradition. We haven't done it all week.
Yes.
Let's do it now. So here's what we're going to do. And obviously, this is a little bit different than the ones you and I have done in the past, right? Because in the past, it was, how many quarterbacks do I list until Carson Wentz and you scream? This year, let's all be honest, we're going to have to list quite a few before we get to our quarterback or our ex-quarterback. So it was the truth, right? I mean, he can't be that high. He can't. So here's I say we do it this way. Let's do our respective quarterback list, Psych. Okay. And then we'll just stop when both of us have gotten to Carson and Jalen Hurts. We'll make sure we get to both of those guys. And after that, like, does it matter where we have Andy Dalton? It really doesn't. So who cares? So we'll go until we get to the most recent Eagle quarterbacks. Ike, you want to go first or am I going first here?
Well, we're starting off with the top quarterback.
We're starting off with the top.
All right, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick, you want to go until we have differences?
Yeah, I guess, right?
All right. Patrick Mahomes is my number one quarterback, too.
Yep. Who would be my number two quarterback? You got to go for last year, you got to go Tom Brady.
I have Aaron Rodgers at two. He's the MVP.
Yeah, I don't care. He didn't look like the MVP in that NFC Championship game.
Well, I mean, Brady also threw three picks in the second half. He got bailed out.
So we agree that's 2 and 3.
That is 2 and 3. I have Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady. One,
okay.
2, 3.
Okay.
Number four, I have Russell Wilson off of last year.
He
had a great year.
Yeah, team was better. I would have gone Deshaun, but team was 4-12 or whatever it was.
I have Watson at 5. So I have Wilson 4, Watson 5.
Okay. That sounds good.
Number 6, I have Josh Allen, which just goes to show you how good the quarterbacks are, because the year he had last year was unbelievable.
Yeah. I think, was he MVP runner-up or third?
I think he was runner-up.
Yeah, he might have been runner-up, I think.
Or he was third behind Mahomes. He was right there.
I can't argue with Josh Allen at 6 coming off the year he just had.
All right, so I go Wilson 4, Watson 5, Allen 6. At number 7, Ike, I have a guy that is it feels like people don't know how to rank him, but I just look at the wins since he took over. Lamar Jackson. It's Lamar. I mean, Lamar Jackson won an MVP 2 years ago. He got back to the playoffs last year, won a playoff game last year for the first time in his career. Mm-hmm. It's never going to look pretty with Lamar Jackson. That guy, I think they're 38-7 since he took over as a starter. All he does is win, or 38-9. I have him at number 7 on my list.
So I would either go... You're going Lamar Jackson at
Lamar
7?
Lamar at 7.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was... I guess I can't go Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, you guess I'm 7. Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right,
okay,
Lamar at 7. Lamar consensus there. A begrudging right. consensus. Right. Yeah. Number 8, and I have a little reservation here because he's coming off a major injury, but I have Dak Prescott at number 8.
See, that's where I would go Tannehill.
Okay, I had Tannehill 9. Yeah. I have him right below that.
So I would go Tannehill 8.
Like, everyone seems to assume Dak's going to be exactly the way he was. Mm-hmm. And he was on pace for like 6,000 yards before he got hurt. I got to see it with Dak. I mean, he's never had an injury. He's been so durable. And we know pretty well around here, when a quarterback gets hurt, it's not always the same guy when he comes back.
And listen, you can't wait to throw for a bunch of yards and touchdowns when you're down by 30 points. Some people call those garbage yards. So Dak has a lot of that on his resume. Not a lot of wins with those numbers that he's accumulated over the last 2 years. But he's put up numbers when they've gotten down by 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns. So I can't have him there. You know who I would have 9th?
Who you got?
How about this guy jumping into my top 10? One Kyler Murray.
I have him at 10.
Yeah. Gotta go Kyler Murray.
Doesn't it feel like with Kyler there's like a 4,000-yard passing, 1,000-yard rushing season coming?
Yeah.
If he stays healthy. I mean, he got banged up at the end of last year.
Which is going to happen if you run around a lot.
Right.
But I got to admit, I was a little impressed with what he did last year, especially the first half of the season. I thought he was on track to do one of those 1,000-yard rushing seasons plus 3,000-plus passing yards. So, yeah, I would have Kyler Murray in my top 10 there. Dak is right outside my top 10 at number 11.
All right, so you have Dak at 11. So we were through the top 10. No sighting of Carson Wentz yet.
Oh, don't worry, it's coming.
No, hopefully not too soon. No sighting of Jalen Hurts yet either. Let's roll through the next group here before we get to see where our guys are. At number 11, I have a guy you know I've always liked, and I always say he's good, and he put up another good year last year. Kirk Cousins is the 11th best quarterback in the NFL. Perception versus reality. Everyone thinks he stinks. You look up every year, it's like 35 touchdowns. He's good.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's my Spartan dog. So, yeah, I'm okay with Kirk Cousins being there. Model of consistency.
Yep.
So, having him at 11 or 12, I mean, I wouldn't have him at 11. I would have him at like 12 or 13. But I can't argue a whole lot there with that.
All right, so I have Cousins 11. I have Justin Herbert at 12.
Ah, Justin Herbert. See, here's who I would have at 11, who you're leaving out. One Baker Mayfield.
I actually have him at 15.
Yeah, see, I'm going off last year. Yeah, 11 all right. wins. Baker did a nice job last year. I thought Baker Mayfield looked better than Kirk Cousins last year. Kirk Cousins, did they get in the playoffs? Did they backdoor in the playoffs?
They missed. The Vikings missed.
That was 2 years ago. They backdoored in the playoffs, yeah.
And Baker won. They won last year.
And Baker actually won a playoff game as well.
On the road.
Yeah, on the road. And really had Kansas City on the ropes in that game when Pat Mahomes got knocked out of it. So, yeah, I would have Baker Mayfield in that 11 to 12 range. Then Kirk Cousins, you're going Justin Herbert?
Herbert's 12 for me, yep.
I like Herbert. I would have him off of last year. Yeah, Herbert's he's probably in that range. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
13, I have Matt Stafford. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out now this year if Matt Stafford can actually win games, right? Everyone's like, oh, Matt Stafford's great, and he goes 5-11 every year or 7-9. And most of that is the Lions stink, but he's got a team now that can win a Super Bowl. Like, that's how good the Rams are around him. We're going to find out how good he is. So I'm going to put him at Matt Stafford at 13.
I can't do that. Can't do that. I can't do that. Matthew Stafford, another guy with a bunch of hollow numbers. No real wins under his belt. No real wins over any good teams anyway. I mean, what is his significant moments in football? I have
no idea.
He doesn't
have one. I separated his shoulder as a rookie and threw a touchdown or something.
So I like Matthew Stafford, and I think he will look good out there in Los Angeles with that head coach and the amount of weapons that he has around him. But weapons around Matthew Stafford has never really been an issue. It's winning big games, so I can't have him there yet. At 13, I would actually have – did I put Dak in there yet?
You did.
I had Dak in there at 12. Oh, that's where the Bronco goes.
13?
It's time for the Bronco, yeah.
You said this off last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time for the Bronco.
Last year is in 2020.
Well, I mean, Matthew Stafford was 5-11 last year. And Deshaun Watson was 4-12.
Speaking of Carson, he just announced that he's having baby number two.
Congratulations, Carson.
Well, he was out there in the Midwest getting it in.
Congratulations, Carson Wentz. Happy for the Wentz family. Wow, what a day for him. Baby number two and still a top 15 quarterback in Ike Reese's eyes.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, the numbers weren't very good. We know that. But I can't necessarily look at any of these other quarterbacks. Who am I putting in front of him that's left? Oh, maybe Matt Ryan. I have Matt Ryan in front of
me. Yeah, I have Ryan at 14.
Yeah. So I would put Matt Ryan in front of him. Yeah.
All right. Should I go down my list now? Let's keep going.
So Wentz is 15 then.
For me?
For me.
Oh, for you. Okay.
Yeah, so I put Matt Ryan in front of me.
Yeah. So I have Herbert 12, Stafford 13, Matt Ryan 14. I have Baker Mayfield 15. So okay. We're not quite at – we got a while to go for Wentz. I got 16 Derek Carr.
Got a while to go for Wentz.
Okay. Well, how far do we have to go for Jalen Hurts for you? Because we haven't heard Hurts or Wentz on my list.
Well, yeah, it hurts. I mean, we're still in the teens.
Yeah, I'm just saying Hurts was better than Wentz last year. So here's what we have. I have Carr at 16, mm-hmm. Jimmy G at 17.
Jimmy G.
Yep. Joe Burrow at 18.
I didn't even know Jimmy G played last year.
Either not.
The Niners don't even think he's a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, did he play last year?
Listen, this is my list, all right? I try to tell you last year Wentz wasn't that good, and you yell at me. All right, Garoppolo 17, Joe Burrow 18.
No, Joe Burrow, no.
Jared Goff 19. Jalen Hurts, 20.
Jalen Hurts is 20. So, yeah, I feel comfortable having Wentz in front of right where I have him at. Because everybody you named after I said Wentz was 15, yeah, give me a break. Jared Goff, but Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep, better.
Jalen Hurts, Derek Carr, nah. Uh-uh. So, I would still have Wentz in my top 15, 16. He's still there.
Ben Roethlisberger, 21.
He stunk.
I'll keep going. He won 11, 12 games. They were undefeated for half the season.
What happened to him?
He lost a playoff game.
Six straight games.
And that's why he's 21 on my list behind Jalen Hurts. Number 22, I have Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Number 23, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And coming in at number 24, and I thought it was generous, is Carson Wentz, 24th best quarterback in the league.
Behind Trevor Lawrence and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, Lawrence is a fresh slate, generational player.
Yes.
Fitzpatrick is basically the same guy as Carson, except he's just kind of, you know, everyone loves him and he's
same
old.
Same guy as Carson.
Well, last 3 years, same guy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Last year, maybe you could say that. But we're going to be reminded what Carson Wentz looks like when he has talent around him, when he has an offense that's catered to what he does well, and more importantly, when he has a coach that he trusts and believes in. We're going to see the difference.
Well, that's why instead of having him 36, I have him 24. I boosted him.
Who's behind him?
Who's behind Wentz?
Yeah. Yes.
Andy Dalton.
Wow.
Cam Newton.
Damn. Cam Newton.
Daniel Jones. Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold. Tua. Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, doesn't matter, they both stink.
Right.
And whoever Denver plays, Locker or Bridgewater.
So you got Jalen Hurts better than all those guys.
All those guys. He's 20.
Well, yeah, I know.
Number 20. Right. Listen, Ben's on his last legs.
Mm-hmm.
A couple rookies are sprinkled in there. Daniel Jones stinks. The Saints quarterback stinks. Jalen Hurts, 20. Here's what I found out doing this list, Ike.
Yes.
Once you get past 15 or 16, it doesn't really matter how you start ranking these guys. Like, it's... Like, you could put Joe Burrow there. You could, like, they're all kind of the same. Derek Carr. Like, there's like a group. And I think you mentioned earlier, we had Elliott on.
Sure.
There is about 10 or 15 quarterbacks. And you still have Carson, obviously, in that mix. But after that, it's really like, you could rank them. You could close your eyes and pick out a hat, and you could say, oh, I like that guy at 17. That guy's 23. There's not much difference.
Yeah, I agree. And the reason why I have Wentz up there because, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't get back to where he was, prior to last year, then we talk about this a year from now, then I may feel differently. But Wentz is still a quarterback that has special traits that you don't teach. And so you got to do more than just be the normal quarterback that doesn't provide the exceptional arm strength, the ability to extend plays, the ability to make big plays, the ability to put a team on your back
right. And
carry them. I know it didn't look good last year, but see, I don't allow last year to erase everything else I've watched Wentz do for 4 years.
See,
last year was terrible. It was terrible. There's no getting around that.
We all know. It was bad.
He was terrible last year. I just believe in a new environment, somewhere where he's comfortable with a coach he believes in, and with a fresh start, he's going to get back to being the player that he was prior to last year.
See, here's
that's a top 12 quarterback, without a doubt.
Yeah, he was certainly around that range for a couple years before last year. He was. Here's what I look at and then why I need to see him do it again before I boost him back up.
Sure.
Like, he's on a decline. And I think we could have lived with it. I think the Eagles would have lived with it if it was like, oh, he was top five quarterback. Then he went from like 10 to 12. Okay, that's fine. Like, just live in that 10 to 12 range. Then he fell to the bottom. And now, like, when players fall to the bottom like that, there's no guarantee he gets back up. He might, and he's got a new coach. And
but you
got
to understand the circumstances as to why he fell.
But we've
to
never
the
seen that kind of fall.
Yeah, like, but it's the first time for everything, Joe. We never seen a team win the Super Bowl the way we did. It's the first time for everything.
Well, that's.
I mean, it happens, but it doesn't mean that's what he's going to be.
It doesn't.
The rest of his career.
But guys that fell like that, it was the end of their career.
I understand that. And that's the benefit of Wentz being who he is. He's not at the end of his career. It's not age and attrition that is set in. So he's still young enough to tap into being in his prime. Again, you put him in an ideal situation like he is now, and if he still looks like he did in 2020, you won't hear me make the argument for him anymore.
Well, the Colts won't either. They'll regret the trade if he
doesn't. Well, I'm just saying, but I need to see that, though. I've seen more good years than I've seen bad years, so why would I think the bad year is what he really is?
Well, I don't think he's that bad either. I think there's a lot of circumstances. He can't be as bad as he was last year. But I do have Hurts over him. Like, Hurts was better last year than him.
Well, he really wasn't. But that when you got two bad quarterbacks, who cares? I won't even argue that.
Well, one is young and ascending, and one might be declining or is declining. He's declining.
Might be.
Well, he is.
He had a bad year.
But he's on the decline for 3 years. It's a matter of can he level off?
He's on the decline from what?
From what he was in 17.
From what? 60% completion percentage?
No, as an impactful player.
That's like, a team. The team. You need a good team, Joe. You need a good team to put up those types of numbers. When you're on a bad team, you put up bad numbers, you look bad.
Yeah, but his inaccuracy and his ability to put the ball where it's supposed to be has gone down.
He looked bad last year. That's why they still got arguably a first-round pick for him. And there's no team in the league that would take Hurts over Carson Wentz.
Well, the Eagles.
No, they wouldn't.
But he's here.
By whose choice?
Well, they didn't have to trade Carson Wentz.
By whose choice was it?
Well, Carson wanted
out. Okay, so if you asked the Eagles who would they rather have as their quarterback here, they would have told you Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and then he had a historically bad year.
No, I'm talking about after the bad year.
Yeah, I'd rather have Jalen Hurts right now.
That's you. I said a team in the league wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know.
Not even the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I think there are plenty of teams that would rather have Jalen Hurts. He's young, cheap, and athletic. One guy's old, expensive, and not as athletic. That's the reality of it. 215-592-9494.
All right. That's why Chris Sims has him ranked 40th.
So where – well, he's crazy. Where's Hurts on your list?
Well, I've seen other people have him ranked 29th, 30th.
And they're wrong, too.
I'm just saying,
where's Hurts on your list? I have – so just to full disclosure, I have Hurts 24, Hurts 20, Wentz 24. You add Wentz, it's still what number? 13, 14, 15?
Yeah, top 15 easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you have Hurts? How far do you go down before you put Hurts on your list?
I got to be honest with you. You got to tell me the quarterback that you know right now that Jalen Hurts is better than.
Well, he's better than Andy Dalton.
Okay, that's one.
He's better than Daniel Jones.
Okay, that's two.
He is better than whatever the Saints are going to put out there.
He's better than Jameis Winston?
Yeah. Who'd you rather have to win a game tomorrow, Jameis Winston or Jalen Hurts?
Jameis Winston has thrown for over 5,000 yards in this league. And 30 touchdowns.
Same team in Tampa that won
the
Super Bowl.
That,
he went 7-9.
I understand that, but Jalen Hurts has started four games.
Drew Lock or Jalen Hurts? It's obviously
okay,
Jalen.
I don't know if it's obvious, but I won't argue over Drew Lock, but that's Drew Lock. So
I'd rather have Jalen than Tua.
Okay, I don't know how many people would agree with that. In the league.
I'd rather have him over this version of Cam Newton, who might be shot.
Okay, now I agree with you on that.
So wait, we get to
that's five quarterbacks.
All right, so at worst you have him 26 or 27.
Okay, that's fine. I won't argue that.
All right.
Okay. I just want to get a kid a chance to prove that he can play up there at that level.
I can see ahead. That's what I'm telling you.
And listen, we'll pat you on the back and tell you you're right.
Or if I'm wrong, everyone will remind me.
Yeah, for sure.
215-592-9494.
That's for sure.
Let's talk to Tom here. Tom wants to talk about the Chris Sims. What's up, Tom?
Hello, gents.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. So I've been fan might be a bit of an exaggeration, but I've been following Chris Sims for a while, and I recall that before the draft, Dave Zingaro had done an interview with him. And this is what he said about Jalen Hurts. He said that now the most interesting thing was he said, I've never evaluated him. Okay. So, you know, baseline, like Chris Sims, when he dives deep into someone, he does a good evaluation. So already there's a margin of error there. But what he was saying is that to do with what Ike was saying earlier, the more he plays, the more the defenses are going to be able to figure out his tendencies, and he can't stretch the field. That's his problem right now. And he's going to look – Chris Sims thinks he's going to look less and less like a passing quarterback, which is a big problem.
Yeah, Tom, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if we know what he's going to look like as a player. I think – and we'll see what Sirianni does with him. I think there's a way that you can win with him if he plays this position like Lamar a little bit, where he's running the ball a lot and he throws it enough to win. Like, if they want him to throw the ball 40 times, it's not going to be great.
No.
Yeah, maybe. I got to say that when I was watching the games last year, after the first couple of games, and this is where, and I'm a big fan of Elliott, but I do disagree with him on this one. I don't think Jalen actually looked that great in the last couple of games. I thought he was looking more and more like Carson. And this brings me to the last point, and then I'll let you guys talk about it. But the O-line, I think, is really the key. And the O-line difficulties, I think that affected both Wentz and Hurts. And that was the common denominator there.
For sure.
And, oh, yeah, for sure.
And if we look at the Colts O-line, the PFF, and, you know, take it for what it is, but PFF is projecting them to have the second best O-line. And they've ranked the Eagles at 17, which, you know, we'll see. The Andre Dillard's coming back, and after the interview with him and the interview with Stout, I'm feeling a lot better about the Eagles and the O-line situation. But anyway, I'll let you guys talk a little bit more. Have a great weekend to everybody, and I hope Jack is able to take down the camera.
All right,
Tom.
Oh,
he will, Tom. I have faith in Jack. We appreciate
that. Another vote for Jack.
Well, it doesn't really seem like many people are on the cameras.
Well, because they know the deal. They don't want him to win. Like,
because we all have to hear about it.
And we will hear about it over and over and over again.
What, this dude winning, you think we're not going to hear about it?
Yeah, but listen.
I'm pretty humble. You know that. I don't make things about me.
Listen. You, my brother, have gone to a whole nother level.
What?
Yes, you just it's okay.
I agree with you, Ike, but here's the difference. You and Marks can tell him to shut up most of the time.
Right.
The camera's mic's on the whole time.
Bang!
Yeah, see? We can't keep that guy in check. That's the problem. All right, our Twitter question today, presented by Marks Jewelers. Look for that perfect graduation present, or maybe you want to get a jump on Father's Day. Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville has dads and grads covered. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. Which is more likely to happen in Atlanta? Sixers win two or Sixers lose two? 79% believe the Sixers winning two.
That's right.
Is more likely. We'll get to the Sixers stuff. Kevin Franzen coming up on the Phillies. We have $1,000, your chance to win, coming up on the other side. And we'll continue our conversation about the quarterback list here. I have Hurts above Wentz. Ike, as you'd imagine, has Wentz above Hurts. And Bryce Harper, is he given enough? Are you happy with the Bryce Harper experience? I'm not. We'll discuss it all.
He's
buddy
a treasure.
Kevin Franzen. Yeah, not right now. He's not. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience at Chickies and Pete's before the game, during the game, and after the game. Click ChickiesandPete's.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.